When we think about the approach to management, there have been a number of different guideline documents more recently that are helpful, as we've had a few new additions to the treatment armamentarium. One of the most useful is from Mark Boganiewicz et al., and talks about this concept of a yardstick for step-by-step enhancement of care for patients with atopic dermatitis. Everyone really can begin with the basic management. This is important no matter how severe a patient looks. We want to make sure they're using lots of good moisturizer, gentle bathing practices, and avoiding known allergens or triggers. That's going to be the baseline for everybody. For some patients, the mildest patients, that might be enough. That's fantastic. They don't really need any more. But obviously, for many patients, that will not be enough, although they should continue doing that to try to minimize the need for medications. The first step would be in the event of a flare-up, because as we said, this is a waxing waning condition. In a flare-up, we can take a reactive approach. We can say, okay, you're flaring up. Let's use typically a topical corticosteroid. It's going to be the first line. It has a very good balance of efficacy, speed of onset, safety, tolerability, and accessibility. It's very inexpensive in general. So that's why we usually start with those. However, topical calcineurin inhibitors or the phosphodiesterase 4 inhibitor, crisaboral, could also be used in this role in the appropriate patient.